I mean, they were very physical, I thought. I thought they just outplayed Florida State, especially early. I think they let some opportunities get away in the first quarter when they just dominated the game. So what do you think? Did they look more physical to you than you'd seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think on paper, many people feel that their NFL talent in the trenches isn't that much better, or some even thought they might be a little bit worse compared to the players that played on that night, despite of the outcome. But I think just the improvement that Everett Golson's made from that night to now this season, it's been over a year, obviously, but taking that year off, he's really improved from his freshman campaign. And I think he stood in to arguably a top-five quarterback in the country and a top-five Heisman candidate. And I think this team just rallies around him. He's pretty much a Houdini. The Houdini act he did on 4th and 18, and
yes,
the completions of wide open Corey Robinson, but he almost did it again on that 4th and goal from the 18, and was unfortunate with their offensive pass interference call they didn't even need to do. But I think the bottom line is, with Everett Golson's improvement, this is, you could argue, you got to go back to Brady Quinn, who has many records at Notre Dame, but he's easily, I think, their best quarterback since him, and many feel that he's got a chance to become even better if he were to stay for another third or fourth year, potentially. So this Notre Dame team much improved because of the dual threat ability. Many coaches feel without a dual threat quarterback, much tougher to defend, obviously, for opponents. And I think with Everett Golson, Notre Dame's a pretty legit team right now.
Yep, I agree. Hey, got another one here for you. Talking about, you know, Notre Dame being a one-loss team. Who do you think is the best one-loss team in the country?
Well, I know you guys got your own opinions on that. So
of course.
Please don't say Alabama.
Yeah, I think Alabama and Auburn is maybe the best debate on paper right now between those two teams. But a third team that kind of been on the bandwagon as well would be the Georgia Bulldogs now, who may or may not get Todd Gurley back, whether it's later tonight, tomorrow, likely next week before their game against Florida. Many people are saying that the NCAA will reinstate him. But even without him the last few weeks, Nick Chubb and the Georgia Bulldogs have put in some routes on the road against Arkansas and Mizzou, who may only be 500 at best potentially down the road. But nonetheless, these are games that, in my opinion, Georgia would lose, quite frankly, on the road. And I think the Georgia Bulldogs' defense is improving very much with Jeremy Pruitt, who, by the way, has appeared in the last three national championships and won them, two with Alabama and last year with Florida State. So I think they have the best linebackers in college football. And I think all of them are going to be starting or at least playing on Sundays in the near future. And in their ground-and-pound type of game with Chubb and potentially with Todd Gurley down the road, I think it's going to have big-time concerns for whoever wins the SEC West, because Georgia is pretty much just another win or two from potentially clinching the SEC East, because I think whoever finishes second in the East may have at least three, potentially four losses in conference. And Georgia may go 6-2, 7-1. Depending on how they look going in that home gate against Auburn. So I'm liking Georgia, but I think on paper, Alabama and Auburn's right there with them. So it's really pick your poison of who's the best SEC team. That's really the best one-loss team after, of course, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, who are still undefeated.
Talking about Mississippi State and Ole Miss, Dan, they're at the top of the polls. Some call it Magnolia State Madness, or, you know, we don't like to talk about it a lot here in Alabama. But how long do you think we're going to have to put up with these people from Mississippi? How long do you think this is going to last?
Yeah, some people are putting that countdown inside of 48 hours or just around that with some big road tests this week. I think we're going to learn a lot about the two this weekend against where they're kind of just expected to win. Obviously, Mississippi State is about two touchdown favorites in Lexington, and then you look at just after that game will be, of course, Ole Miss on the road to Baton Rouge, which is never an easy place to play for any opponent, regardless of how bad this LSU team may be for their standards. They may lose four or five games this year, which is not very good for their standards, of course. But I think at the end of the year, I think they're both going to have at least one loss going into the Egg Bowl. I think the game for Ole Miss would be at home, when they'll probably be favored, or maybe a pick'em, if you will, when they host War Eagle and the Auburn Tigers, where I think that's a big issue for Ole Miss, is they could come after the passer, that is Auburn, and they could run the ball and keep that Ole Miss and those talented skill players like Laquan Treadwell on the bench. And then for Mississippi State, I think they'll be at least touched on underdogs when they go to Tuscaloosa against Alabama. And that might be us against the world mentality for Dak Prescott and the Bulldogs, because not too many people, in my opinion, will be picking them to win that game. And I think rightfully so, just because I think Alabama is arguably still among the two or three best teams in college football on paper, and they're proven it more time than not in recent weeks. So I think those are the two games that the two Magnolia State teams will lose, and I think they'll likely be 10-1 when the Egg Bowl kicks off. And the winner potentially, though, can still win the SEC West, regardless if Alabama wins out, of course, because Ole Miss already beat them. So that could be a tiebreaker just between Ole Miss and Alabama to look for. But I think they're both going to have one loss going to the Egg Bowl, guys.
All right, and that sounds like a winner to me. I wouldn't complain a bit to see Ole Miss go down Saturday.
No.
Hey, we talked about the Big 12 a couple of weeks ago, and you kind of told us that there really wasn't a dominant team in the Big 12. How does that conference stand right now? What does it look like to you?
Yeah, it looks like they're the one conference in terms of the big ones, ACC, SEC, Pac-12, and the Big Ten. The Big 12 looks like its last place in the pecking order for their conference champion to get into the college football playoffs, and that's just because looks like the winner of that conference is going to have minimum two losses, in my opinion. I'll be a little bit surprised if TCU wins out, despite of how good they've looked. The Big 12, I would argue, maybe the softest division or softest conference in terms of defensively in the trenches. They could score a lot of points, but as we know, when it gets cold out and you got to roll up your sleeves in November, losing defense wins out, and I think these teams are kind of all beat up each other with kind of their type of offenses where they spread you out and throw the ball 40 times a game. That doesn't always work for it consistently. Barring you have a Heisman type of caliber quarterback, which in that conference there really is no superstar, despite how good Trevon Boykin has looked for TCU. So I think the Big 12 is in deep trouble in terms of threatening for a college football playoff. Obviously, the winner in that conference will be guaranteed a New Year's Six bowl game, and maybe they'll get a second one in. But in terms of college football playoff teams, I would put them at a 10% chance or worse. I actually am buying the Big Ten in terms of comparing the two conferences of getting a team in. So right now, the Big 12 is on the outside looking in, not looking great in terms of a team in the college football playoff. But overall, it's still a solid conference. I'd argue the third best ahead of the ACC and Big Ten. But in terms of getting the team into the big dance, if you will, not looking too good right now.
I agree with that, Dan. Hey, I'm going to go way off the cuff here. Greg, I asked Greg about this, and I want to ask you, Dan, and again, you haven't heard this, so you may not.
Sure.
Jason and I talked about this last week on our radio show, and we were just what ifing.
And I promise you, it will make you scratch your head.
Yeah. Here's our what if. What if, and I know you really like Georgia, but what if Missouri ended up winning the East, and then by some miracle or whatever, they end up winning the SEC championship? Is Missouri automatically into the 14 playoff?
Yeah, that would be a crazy scenario. I don't mind these curveballs. We are in the World Series, so I'm still a little bit in baseball mode.
There you go.
Watching it. I think you got a better chance, almost the same, that Marshall has a better chance to make the playoff. They'd obviously have to win out, I'm assuming you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's probably almost, I wouldn't say a negative chance of happening, because that's not possible, I don't think.
Right.
But at least it would be like a 1% or 2% chance. You'd have to have Georgia almost, what, lose out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or lose at least two games. Right, looking at a disaster loss to Florida, and then maybe lose to Auburn, and I'd have to have Mizzou, I believe, win out.
Yes,
so, yeah, that would
right.
be pretty crazy.
Yeah, but
so,
what if it does happen, Dan?
Yeah.
If it does happen, sure. I think they would probably get into the college football playoff, because that means they would have the best turnarounds or the biggest, hottest teams, if you will, down the stretch to win the number one conference in America. So, yeah, I think they would. It would be pretty crazy if it did happen. But if it does, yeah, I think they would. And then whoever has one loss or two losses and doesn't play for the SEC title, that would potentially get them in as well. So that would hurt the other power conferences. So you would look at Mizzou, and whether it's Alabama and Auburn, plus Florida State, and whoever is the best team from the other conferences, whether it's the Big Ten or Pac-12.
That was going to be my next question, Dan. If that happened, that seems to me, it kind of opens it up for maybe one of the West teams to get in. You know, if somebody can get in, you know, with one or two losses.
Yes. I think we've kind of been talking this for a few weeks now, but I still stand pat where you could write this down. I don't even consider that bold of a statement, but some people do. Is I think whoever finishes second in the SEC West will play for the college football playoff. And they'll probably be the 3 or 4 seed, obviously,
sure,
since they're going to finish second in the West. But if Alabama or Auburn were to go 11-1 and miss out on the SEC championship due to a tiebreaker scenario, and they don't play in the SEC title and they go 11-1, they're going to be ranked in the top 4 in the polls, and more than likely they're going to be ranked in the final top 4 of the committee. And they will play in the college football playoff, in my opinion, just because going 11-1 is pretty much impossible in the SEC West. And if you don't play in the SEC title, whether it's fair or not, they will be rewarded, in my opinion, in playing the college football playoff. And obviously it's going to help the case that SEC West champion were to lose to a team like you guys just mentioned, Missouri or Georgia, like I believe can happen. But I think that's another crazy scenario to look at.
Right. Well, hey, that's that. We would love for that to happen. If Alabama Auburn won, you know, just ends up with a one loss and can still get into the playoff. Hey, just changing the subject a little bit, talking about just being able to get into a bowl game. You know, let's look at Florida, Texas, and Michigan. Which one of those has got a shot that may can go bowling, or are they all going to be left out?
Yeah, I think the best chance is Florida right now, just because they still get a home game with South Carolina, still have an FCS opponent, and Vandy as well, which some SEC folks would suggest that's the second one. But I think the Florida Gators have the best chance of the three, but I'll be honest, I think they're all going to go be golfing or sitting on their couches during mid-December and early January, because I got Florida just missing out at 5-6. I think they're the best chance, but I think Michigan and Texas are both 4-8 teams, which is certainly pretty shocking, not so much now, but compared to the preseason and of August. I thought Florida was like a 6-win team that still probably had a losing season, lose their bowl game, go 6-7. But I thought Texas and Michigan were both 7-5, 8-4 type of teams, because they're not playing the greatest teams in the world. I just thought they would be at least somewhat relevant, but all three teams have had major issues at the quarterback position and major issues at the offensive line, which, as we know in college football, if you're dead there, you're pretty much dead weight, and the opposition is just teeing off on these teams, just pinning their ears back. And and you know you're bad when you just look at the Chicago Bears this past against Miami Dolphins. They were often doing max protect with 5-6 guys, and they were just getting whipped in the trenches. And that's kind of, you know, college football. If you can't protect your quarterback with 5-6 blockers against their 4, I know I'm not a math magician, but if you got 6 blocking 4 and you're still getting your butt kicked, you're probably not going to be winning too many games, right, and that's been the issue with those three teams.
Hey, one last question, and then we'll let you get away.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any truth? We've kind of heard this rumor. Is there any truth that Will Muschamp has been spotted at Home Depot buying bubble wrap and boxes?
It is possible. I will tell you that.
And Brady Hoke at Michigan. Which one of those do you think goes first, Dan?
What is that?
I said, which one of those do you think goes first? Does either one of them have the slightest chance of retaining their job next year?
Between Florida and who is that?
Brady Hoke at Michigan.
Sure. Yeah, I would. That's a tough one. I would slightly lean, I think, with Brady Hoke in Michigan, which I think is actually crazy to think of that. But, I mean, I would be shocked if Florida brings back Will Muschamp after, you're looking at best case probably 6-5 for Florida, which would still be their worst 2-year stretch in, I think, a few decades. And The same would be said for Michigan, so flip a coin. I think they're pretty much both out of luck in terms of getting the chance back. They would have to have miraculous seasons in terms of pretty much winning out or have just one loss. And the problem with those two teams, Florida and Michigan both have to play potentially two of the best teams in all the land. Florida still has Florida State, Georgia, and Michigan still has the Buckeyes and Spartans. So that's potentially 4 beatdowns to go for those two teams combined. So it's not fun when you're losing, and then when you're getting crushed, it makes matters worse. And you can't beat your rivals, let alone be competitive. That's when you kind of step aside, and you need somebody else to lead your team if you want to get back being a relevant program, which these two juggernauts normally are, just not so much last few years.
Right. Okay, Dan, man, we really appreciate you joining us each week, and once again, you amaze us at your knowledge. You bring up stuff that Ronnie and I would never even think about thinking.
No, so that's why he
brings up stuff we can't even look up on the internet.
No, he's so far above us.
Hey, but Dan, I hope you have a great weekend, and enjoy yourself and watch plenty of football.
I will do, guys. Likewise, thanks for always being on and giving me a chat, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, bud.
Take care. Thanks, guys.
All right, it's time to go to a break. Run in.
You can't trip him up.
No. Hey, we threw some stuff at him today.
Some spitballs at him.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. So the music is playing. The number 256-737-9951. If you bear with us, come back with Moolah. First clue of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats travel to Muscle Shoals to tangle with the Trojans in a must-win for the Bearcats to make the playoffs.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
The Coleman Bearcats and the Muscle Shoals Trojans. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Oh, we know what that sound is.
That sound is money, money, money.
That's right. A little moolah is hidden out there somewhere.
That's right. Brought
in radio land, not TV land, but radio land.
People's Bank, where moolah was actually hanging out.
That's right. And who found it last week?
Sheila Banks.
Sheila Banks.
Found it
Tuesday. Won the $50.
after clue after clue after clue. So,
that's right.
This week not going to be any easier.
No.
But it's going to be... I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to give the clue. I was going to give the kind of the general vicinity, but I'm not going to do that.
You start giving much of that, and they'll be calling and bingoing it right here on the first clue.
Okay, Moolah, once again, brought to you by the kind folks at People's Bank, making this possible with $50. The first clue of where Moolah may be hanging out is this. If you are looking for Moolah, you may see a dome.
Dome. Okay.
Yeah, not what you thought I said. I don't know what you... Ronnie's mind is officially in the gutter.
I just wanted for sure. Dome, D-O-M-E.
Yeah, dome. Like the Georgia Dome.
But that's not it.
No, you might see the dome.
Yes.
So
it's in the state of Alabama.
Didn't say that, but it is.
Okay. All right, there's your first clue. You may see a dome, and it is in the state of Alabama.
Right, and we will give another clue around 5:45, just before we make our SEC picks.
There you go.
And Ronnie, we're talking with Dan, talking about Will Muschamp, Brady Hoke. These guys, probably I would say 90-95% chance they're out of a job.
Certainly, and I agree with Dan. I think Will Muschamp is out before Brady Hoke is out. And not that they're not both going to be gone.
Right, and the talk of Dan Mullins heating up now.
Yes.
Not only is it being rumored that he will be the replacement, but now questions beginning to be thrown at Dan Mullins, and that's the last thing he wants right now, his team rated number one in the nation.
For sure, you know, because there's no good way to – how are you supposed to answer that?
Right.
You know, do you want to say – I don't want to talk about it. And if you do that, then people are going to assume, there's works. And then if he says, no, I'm perfectly happy, I'm not going anywhere, well, then he's made to look out like Nick Saban when Nick Saban was with the Miami Dolphins, you know. And then the next thing you knew, he was a head coach at University of Alabama.
If you're Dan Mullins in that situation, how do you handle that? I mean, remember Tommy Tuberville when he left Ole Miss for Auburn? Made the statement, I don't think you carried this far, but he made the statement that when he left Ole Miss, that it would be in a pine box.
That's right.
And not long after that, he was in Auburn, didn't even tell his players goodbye.
No.
He just left.
The pine box.
He's gone.
The pine box was loaded up on the plane and gone, wasn't it? Oh, but, you know, I don't know what, you know, a good way for a head coach to say it, because no matter what they say, it's going to be twisted and turned. You know, basically all I can say is, look, I'm concentrating on what we're trying to do right now, and that's to win a national championship. Please don't add, you know, that's just a subject that can't be discussed.
Let's view it as a fan. If you hear a coach say that, as you said, you automatically think he's interested.
Oh, sure.
Or he would have just come flat out.
That's right. But even if he comes flat out, Jason, and says, I have no interest at all, well, that may be a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you said with Tuberville. So, you know, you just never know.
There's no good answer.
I can tell you this. Well, I can't speak for Dan Mullen. I would say this. Dan Mullen did not take the head coaching job at Mississippi State Bulldogs in Starkville, Mississippi, with the mindset of, I'm going to retire here.
Right. I agree with that. Who would want to retire at Mississippi State?
I agree. Even though right now he's making $3 million a year. A great income. I mean, wow, what would that be like, you know?
But if he goes to Florida,
he's probably
five to $6 million. Right?
There's no question. So, you know, do you stay at Mississippi State and make your $3 million a year? Or do you move to the lovely state of Florida where talent is just, you know, flows like milk and honey? And
then you've got to look too, Ronnie, at Mississippi State after this season. Dan Mullins has assured himself of a job probably for 5 years.
Yeah.
Florida, the leash is not going to be that long. He goes in, let's say after 3 years he's not successful, Florida will move on down the road.
I agree with that.
Of course, he will be during that time.
But he's going. But in 3 years' time, look how much more money he's going to have made, even if they fired him. And then if they did fire him after 3 years, they're going to have to buy him out. And to buy him out is probably going to cost them, you know, it's going to cost them another 3 to 5, maybe 6 million just to buy him out. Well, okay, I'll be glad to go to Florida for 3 years and you can fire me and then write me a check.
Oh, no question about it. No question.
So, you know,
Auburn's still paying several coaches. They're probably still paying Terry Bowden.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So
they know all about the buyout.
So,
and by the way, we will have Jay Jacobs.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 4 o'clock.
No, Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
I thought you said next Thursday.
The 28th, whenever that is.
That's Thursday.
Thursday, at 4 o'clock. I don't think I'm going to ask him about the Terry Bowden buyout.
Gene Chizik.
Right. Oh, yeah. We sure.
How much you still paying him?
I will, as sure as I'm sitting here, ask him about the Gene Chizik hire. You can write that one down.
I'm sure you will.
Hey, number 22 on the line, Eddie. Welcome to Sports Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Eddie.
There's rumor today that Chip Kelly may have some interest in the Florida job.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be bad news for.
I don't think I'd like that.
No. He needs to stay where he is. He needs to stay with the Eagles.
That's what I'm thinking. We got enough of that stuff already down here. Yeah. We don't need any more.
You got that right. No, I have not heard that.
Wow,
that's very interesting.
He could throw something together at Florida.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Cowherd's has one, I think, kind of led it. Then I think Donnan said it yesterday. There was a possibility that Kelly may want to come back to college, and that he, with Florida calling, he would listen.
I appreciate you spoiling my weekend, Eddie.
Yeah, so you know that would definitely not be what we would want to see on the other side.
No,
that guy over there.
No, absolutely not.
So that's it. But I, you know, going back to the Dan Mullen thing, I don't know, guys. I always say, while you're hot, take the dream job while you're hot.
That's it. Take the money and run.
You know, because Jason's talking about 5 years. He'll get a 5-year contract at Florida with guaranteed money. And, you know, I just think he, right now, if he's that hot of a name, Florida's going to pretty much give him what he wants. He's going to get a raise. And, he's got an opportunity down there.
Yeah. Well, he's making $3 million
right.
at Mississippi State. He's going to easily double that at Florida.
Yeah, easily, because if Nick's making, what, 7.5,
right,
something around there,
yeah,
you know, he'll definitely do it. And you're going to be able to recruit a lot easier in Gainesville than you are, you know.
Absolutely. And like we said, so what if they fire me after, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years? My buyout's going to be tremendous, you know, on that side, too.
Yeah, because I know, and you're just, I mean, he's going to get some athletes. Hugh Freeze can't stay at Ole Miss forever either, I don't believe.
No, I think.
Bart's there.
Yes, I think the state of Mississippi, I heard something today, said they may have to try to have a coach's tax added in Mississippi so they can pay them more, they can keep them there.
Hey,
I mean,
guys,
they seriously may.
Here's something interesting. I don't know. There are probably all kind of things in his contract that would make this number a lot different. But the Bleacher Report reports Will Muschamp's salary at Florida, $3 million a year. Dan Mullen at Mississippi State, 2.65. So,
right. Well, you know, you're talking about, they brought in a defensive coordinator, paid him $300, and so a proven head coach. Yeah, it's probably definitely going to get in that 5 to 6 range. I would think.
Nick Saban, 6.9. Second on the list, Kevin Sumlin, who I think is overpaid at $5 million.
I think Saban's higher than that.
Yeah, they said it's 7.5, I think, today on TV.
There's probably some kind of clause. This is probably his base salary or something, and some clauses in there.
Yeah.
Bonuses.
So.
Right. None of them's hurting.
No, I don't think they are either. And I mean, if you want to give me a guarantee at 4.5 a year at Florida, I mean, I would go.
Yeah,
today. I will be your assistant,
twice.
Eddie.
There you go.
I'll be your lowest paid assistant.
There you go. Yeah. You guys could be my Kirby Smart Gus Malzahn.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you look at Hugh Freeze, we all thought he got the Ole Miss. Well, he did get the Ole Miss job because he coached Michael Orr in the beginning, you know,
right,
on the staff. And he's done a great job, and he's worked his way up, and they made him look like such a dummy in the movie.
Yes.
Changed his name, but they did make him like a dummy in the movie.
Yeah, he has done a remarkable job at Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, as we know, when I think about the spread offense, but he, you know, he's done a great job with it, and he's built a strong defense along with it.
Right.
Which has really been the key to that team.
Hey, Eddie, this weekend, what do you think? I know you think Alabama's going to win.
I'm taking Tennessee in the points every week. Or Tennessee plus 17 all day long.
Hey, our guru says that Tennessee will cover the points.
Keep
spread,
it close.
And then he says that Auburn, to lay down the points, that it won't even be close.
Well, I mean, I told you last weekend to ride him while he's hot. But, the Tennessee, I don't know. I mean, I don't know either way. That's a lot of points to give Spurrier, though, Jason. I mean,
I agree.
2 weeks off. Yeah, I don't know. That would scare me.
Yeah, it's just because of Spurrier. Away.
Yeah, but it is at Auburn. But, you know, if it goes up to 21, I'd be afraid to touch that, you know, for entertainment purposes, of course.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, that would scare me.
We're going to have to get a T-shirt that says Sports Talk Live for entertainment purposes only.
Okay, so are you guys buying into LSU after the Kentucky and Florida win?
I am.
I'm a seller. I'm actually got Ole Miss this weekend, minus the three. So.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you think, Eddie?
I'm a seller, too. I think they're suffering from the Alabama, Florida, and the Auburn LSU mindset right now. I don't think they're as good as everybody thinks they are. But it is Death Valley. It is at night. It is, you know, game day. So that's a lot of pressure for Ole Miss. At
right.
Night. But, you know, dreams do die at Tiger Stadium.
And this would be a great week for that to happen.
Boy, wouldn't it be? I mean, how many times? Guys, how many times have you ever thought that you would sit here and have to pull for LSU against Ole Miss?
I got never.
I mean, we got to get to church, boys.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Eddie, the music's playing, so man. Jay's got to pay some bills, so we're going to have to take a break.
All right, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Eddie. See you, bud. Rotat.
All right, 525. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, Coleman, Alabama, 95.5.
So, Sylvie, what's on your mind this week?
You mean Ebola, ISIS, immigration, separation of church and state in Houston? Shall I continue?
Yeah, you left out the Alabama Speaker of the House was just indicted on 23 felony corruption charges. You know, just another day at the office for them. And then there was that crazy stock market riot a week or so ago. I guess we're going to blame that on Ebola, right?
Well, the media certainly is.
Hey, these are some of the topics that we're going to bring to your attention on our new program, This Week Live, which will be debuting just before Americans go to the polls on November the 4th.
Perhaps for the last time ever.
Oh, please.
We'll cover all of Obama's faults, one at a time, like Obamacare, broken hard drives, IRS scandals, Fifth Amendments, Fast and Furious.
You know, Obama's just the president. He's not the entire government. I don't know why you people always want to blame everything on the president.
It's Bush's fault.
There's other people involved working in the government, too, shall I say, Lois Lerner?
We'll get to all of those people, too, on This Week Live, and we'll start the discussion at 4 p.m. on November 3rd.
We'll cover all of this and more, from the city of Coleman to Coleman County in the state of Alabama, and yes, what you should be aware of from the feds as well. So join us November the 3rd at 4 p.m. when we launch This Week Live, right here on Coleman's Independent Radio. We are Live 95.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cullman Bearcats travel to Muscle Shoals to tangle with the Trojans in a must-win for the Bearcats to make the playoffs.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cullman Bearcats and the Muscle Shoals Trojans. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
All right, 5:29, coming up on 5:30.
5:30 now. Give the clue again.
Okay, the clue once again for Moolah, and we will give another one around 5:45, somewhere in that neighborhood. Stay with us and listen for clue number two. But clue number one is, if you're looking for Moolah, you might see a dome.
Dome, if you're looking for Moolah.
Yeah, and folks, I'm pronouncing that funny because both Ronnie and Eddie thought I said another word that I did not say.
Yeah.
So.
But you did not. No.
That's right. No, I said dome.
Yeah, I wasn't listening real close.
Hey, speaking of domes.
Yes.
Ronnie, SEC coaches could build a dome with what they are making.
Yep.
Poorest man on the block. Need to take up a collection for Coach Mark Stoops at Kentucky.
Oh, is he just barely getting by?
$2.2 million.
$2.2 million for the head coach at Kentucky.
Right on cue, Ronnie.
And speaking of $2.2 million, which is probably what this guy makes fishing, Rex Chambers, our weekly call-in guest, our local pro, who can wet a line as good as anybody. You had to throw that in.
Hey, Rex, before I turn you over to Ronnie and let him do his fishing thing, I've got to ask you, do you, being an Auburn fan, do you use any War Eagle spinner bait?
I actually do.
I hear you. I knew you had to.
One of the best spinner baits on the market.
Oh,
I know Alabama fans that won't use them.
Yeah, I don't. If it was named Crimson Tide, I wouldn't throw it.
You throw it up in a tree. Hey, Rex, how are you, bud?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Hey, glad you're able to call. Like I say, I left my phone at work, and I just had to call your home phone and try to, hopefully you get the message or whatever.
Well, I barely hear you, Ronnie.
You can barely hear now. How's
there
that?
There we go. I can hear you now.
Okay. I think Jay's been doing something in there. So, all right.
I was wondering why I didn't get the text. I said, I'm on my way back to town. I better call.
I got you. Yeah, I left my phone, so I don't have it on me. And then, it's one of those situations. I don't know the number. I just know, I just key it in. How that goes.
I couldn't tell you my wife's cell
phone. No, I don't have a clue about numbers.
I don't either.
You know, if it gets where I can't just push a button and it come up, I'm lost.
Only reason I know my daughter's is because it's one number off of mine.
That's it. That is it. Well, hey, Rex, tell us what's going on the lakes this week.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's tough.
It's tough, really?
Unbelievably tough. The entire Tennessee River bite is off.
What's happened?
I spent all day today on Smith Lake. It's off. All I can tell is these cold nights have really got them thrown for a loop. Water temperature is still 70 degrees. I mean, not bothering the water temperature a lot.
Right.
But these fish are—I don't know. They just don't know where to turn around or bite.
Wow.
Last weekend on Gunnersville was really, really tough. I mean, that was the Oakley Big Bass Tournament where they weigh in a big fish every hour.
Yeah.
And there were some good fish weighed in, but when you got 400 anglers on the water, you're going to get five or six or seven of them an hour. So.
and an hour, you know, you can't run all that far away and fish, can you?
That's true. And the thing about it is people kind of get a little bit of misconception about that. I mean, we got second place in 1 hour, but we caught our fish in the first 30 minutes. But we didn't weigh it in 1 o'clock and after.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, you know, you don't really go weigh in every hour. You just weigh in if you think you got a chance.
I see. Okay.
To win money.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes no more sense.
But it is. The bite's off. I fished all day today with a buddy of mine from Tennessee who the FLW tour guy. Uh-huh. And he was wanting to look at Smith Lake a little bit, and he's from upper end of Pitwick or lower end of Pitwick, and he said it's the same way there. He said these cold nights just got the bite.
Wow.
Got the bass bite turned off a little bit. And we caught a few fish today on Smith. You know, you can still go throw a fluke and go throw a spook or something on some points and get a bite here and there.
Right.
But it's just not what it usually is this time of year.
Wow. And you think it's just due to the colder nights?
Because the water's not muddy.
Yeah.
All I can put it on is these cold nights. Because it was like 42 when we left out this morning.
Right.
So
right.
These cold nights got them a little bit messed up.
Right. Well, maybe it'll pick back up here in the next few days.
Any day, it should really be a big turnaround.
Right. Well, hey, I went to Monday. I was playing golf at Goose Pond. I was playing with a guy from the area, and on Monday he was talking about how low the water had gotten there. Would that be accurate?
When we had all that rain first part of last week, it came up, but then they pulled it right back down. It was about a foot low, which, you know, the Tennessee River is a little bit different than whatever other lakes were. If they drop it down a foot, you know, that's low water.
I see. Right.
But it's going, it's 6 inches either way, day by day. They are pulling a lot of water on the river. Pitwick Down, Wilson Down, water's rolling.
Wow.
But the bite's off. So.
That's what I was going to say. You said the fishing was slow there, too.
It is. I had a buddy of mine spent the last 2 days guiding on Pitwick, and I think he said they caught five fish each day.
Oh, that's tough. That's what you hate to have that happen when you're a guide, don't you?
Oh, I tell me about that. I told him, I said, I hope you get a refund.
Yeah, exactly. hey, Rich, and we all know that it will, and you mentioned, hey, it's going to turn on, it's going to get really good, it's going to get hot again as far as the fishing. If you can look into the future, what baits would you want to try to throw when it does turn back on?
It's still going to top water. These fish are going to be schooling, feeding up for this cold weather coming in. Top water, shallow water, spinnerbaits, good old War Eagle spinnerbait fish up in the pocket.
Jason just over here nodding his head.
Great big old Lucky Craft top water baits, wake baits, even the bull chest. There was a lot of fish in that Oakley tournament last weekend on Gunnersville weighed in that were caught on a bull shad.
Wow.
Wasn't me weighing them in.
Right. Right.
But my first stop of the morning, I had two really big ones bite, but get a hook in either one of them. So that was my day pretty much, the way it went.
Right. Let me ask you this.
There were some good fish weighed in on the bull shad, so they're still hitting top water. You just got to find them.
I see. If you're talking about catching them in shallow water, let's say we're on Smith Lake and we're fishing top water, shallow water. Are we going to be catching more largemouth or spot or
shallow water? If you're throwing top water in shallow water, if you're throwing a buzzbait or a spook or something up in the backs of the pockets, 80% of your catch is going to be largemouth right now.
Okay.
If you're out in the deeper water on the points, 80-90% of your catch is going to be spots.
That's what I thought.
What few bites we got today were spots. They were really good spots, but they were few and far between. We fished from Smith Lake Park all the way to Pigeon Creek and Rock Creek, so we covered a lot of water.
You covered a lot of water. You sure did.
Yes, we did.
From the park to Pigeon, that's a long haul to be fishing.
It was. Like I said, we were just pretty much just a scout trip. FLW Tour will be on Smith Lake first of the year. Actually, I say first of the year. It's going to be, I think, the last weekend in March, and a buddy of mine fished his tour. Hadn't ever been on Smith, so we pretty much just sightseeing, but we did do some fishing. And
I got
burned a bunch of gas trying to find some tall water.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Rick, I know, those of us who know Smith, we know it's different. We know it's extremely, beautiful, clean, crystal clear, a lot of time lake. If someone's wanting to come fish and they haven't ever really fished Smith before, could you kind of just give them an idea of what kind of tackle they might need, or size of line, weights of line, those kind of things?
Spinning rod with 8 to 10 pound test with a 1/4 ounce little shaky head on it with a trick worm, any color works as long as it's green pumpkin. That's what I start off with. That's where you're going to catch your numbers. That's where you're going to get a few good bites, but the majority of them just going to that's your fun fishing, unless you know exactly where to go to catch the big ones.
Right.
But yeah, that and just a plain old Zara spook on top water. Those two would be my go-to baits if I was just going out looking for some fish.
I got you. I know it. Like I say, it's if you're going to fish Smith, you need certain kind of tackle, and if you go to Gunnersville, you don't need to have what you carried to Smith to fish. Would I be correct there?
Leave your spinning rod at home when you go into Gunnersville.
It won't do you a bit of good, will it?
It won't do you any good.
Other than you might break it. Oh, man. Well, that's great. Great, Rex. Hey, have you got anything else going on, any tournaments that some of these guys may need to know about, or is it just kind of quiet right now?
The only thing going this weekend is there's a free entry fee tournament on Gunnersville. It's going out of Jackson County Park, which is way up there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's put on by Gambler Baits, so it's you don't even have to pay an entry fee. All you got to do is show up, sign up, and fish. The caveat to that is you better not have any baits in your boat that aren't made by Gambler.
Oh, I see.
So it's their bait only.
I got you. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a haul up there now to get all the way to Jackson County Park.
I don't even think I know how to get there by road.
Hey, I gotta
Google it.
I'll assure you I can get you there. I know exactly where it is. Hey, Rex, I know you're busy, man, and thanks for giving us a call and giving us the information next week. We really appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a great
day. All right, roll tide, Rex.
Or even
Oh, a very special thanks to Rex. He calls every week telling us what's going on, on the area lakes, and the guy can catch some fish. He also writes in the paper each week on Tuesday. So a special thanks to Rex. Well, hey, we got the music going. We got to go take a break. Jay's got to pay some bills. It is 5:40. We'll be back in just a minute here on Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Cool.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget.
My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cullman Bearcats travel to Muscle Shoals to tangle with the Trojans in a must-win for the Bearcats to make the playoffs.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cullman Bearcats and the Muscle Shoals Trojans. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Money again.
Money, 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 baby.
This sound, every time you hear it, moolah trouncing about somewhere.
That's it.
In the state of Alabama.
The cow is out of the pasture.
Brought to you by People's Bank. Each show we give clues and you solve the location of moolah, collect $50. Simple as that.
Simple game. Such a simple game.
One of these days, Ronnie, we're going to go back out and hide
it. Yeah, we need to. Cindy will be about, she'll be back out after it again.
I'm telling you, she,
like an old beagle hound.
So the clue this time brought to you by Mr. Ronnie Barnes himself.
And my clue for where moolah may be hidden is if you are looking for moolah, be very careful. There might be a security guard around. There is my clue.
Security guard around. Might be a security guard around. I'll go as far as say
there will.
Yeah, there'll be a security
guard. Yeah, we'll take out the mites.
And you might see a dome.
That's right. That's the two clues you get today.
And so if you want to take a guess at it, just a wild, off-the-wall guess, call.
Doesn't cost you anything.
256-737-9951. You can guess one time each show. So.
That's right. So it doesn't cost. It costs nothing to guess, but you have to be specific,
right,
in your answer.
Right, and give us a demonstration, Ronnie, on how that has to be.
A demonstration. Well, just like last week, it was hidden at People's Bank. If someone had said it's at a bank, well, that's not specific enough. It had to be the exact name of the bank, which was People's Bank.
As my sister-in-law Janice says, it's not Pacific enough.
Yeah, Pacific enough. That's it.
Ronnie, I know 128 people that will not be hunting moolah.
They won't be hunting?
There's no need on any of them hunting moolah.
Well, and who would they be?
These are the head coaches of all the Division I football
teams. Okay. Well, that goes without saying. $50 to them is less than a nickel would be to us.
We talked about Kentucky, $2.2 million. How about the lowest paid Division I coach?
I'll take it. I will gladly be that coach.
I will, too.
Where do we?
How about me and you both go for that?
And split it?
Yeah.
Where do we have to go to?
We would be landing in Central Michigan.
Central Michigan.
For a salary of $375,000 per year.
$375,000 a year for the head football coach at Central Michigan. That's number 128, right?
Right.
Well, I'll take it.
If somebody can call in, and you can Google this.
So, yeah, you're making it simple.
Yeah. Give me the number four coach on the list. I'll give you the top three. Give me number four. Number one, Nick Saban, $7.3 million. These are updated figures. So Number two, Charlie Strong, Texas, $5 million. Number three, Kevin Sumlin, Texas A&M, $5 million.
He may be getting overpaid this year.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Charlie Strong, Kevin Sumlin, Bob Stoops, all three, in my opinion.
Overpaid. Yes, yes.
Number four, this person makes $4.8 million a year.
$4.8 million a year.
And if somebody can tell me that, we will give him a T-shirt.
Shirt and a cup.
And a cup. When he
there you go. Hey, everybody needs a Sports Talk Live cup. And the number is 737-9951. If you want a free T-shirt and a cup, all you got to do is look it up on the internet and call.
Right.
It's not rocket science here on this one.
If I can do it, anybody can.
So. Oh, man. So a little over $300,000 for the top for the head football coach at Central Michigan, which is the lowest paid Division One job out there.
Hey, a hot coach in the market today, Hugh Freeze, Mississippi.
Yeah.
What would you say?
What he makes,
Coach Freeze.
Hugh Freeze. Well, we know Dan Mullen makes $3 million, so I'm going to say $2.2 million.
$3.2 million.
He makes more than Mullen.
He makes actually more than Will Muschamp at Florida.
And he should.
And you know that should tell Will Muschamp something. You're coaching the University of Florida.
Yeah.
And you're making $3 million a year. The coach at Ole Miss
is making more than
you do.
Wow.
So
that's an insult. But not really, because Muschamp is probably just thrilled to have that job right now, because at the end of the year, he won't be. That's right. He better be saving those pennies, because somebody else is going to be running out that tunnel next year.
Coming in at number 11, also in the state of Alabama, Gus Malzahn, coming in at number 11 at $4 million. And within...
That's a pretty good bargain for Auburn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus, they're paying Chizik. They're paying Terry Bowden.
Yeah,
they're paying Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, they got a lot of ex-coaches on there. They're probably still paying Pat Dye.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, a lot of ex-coaches on their payroll.
He will move up into about the number 8 position after this year. So
you got it.
He gets a guaranteed raise each
year. That's right. So. That's it.
All right, it's break time again. We'll come back, do our SEC picks, our
high school picks,
and
it'll be time for some supper, baby.
Yeah, be time to go. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Colburn, Alabama.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cullman Bearcats travel to Muscle Shoals to tangle with the Trojans in a must-win for the Bearcats to make the playoffs.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cullman Bearcats and the Muscle Shoals Trojans. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, AK Rentals, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Caretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful.
Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Okay, winding it down Thursday afternoon, running 5:53, and want to remind everybody, Friday Night Live, Muscle Shoals, Coleman tomorrow night. Coleman better pack a lunch for that one, because Muscle Shoals usually pretty strong.
Yeah, should be a good football game. Like I say, Coleman, hopefully they'll be ready to go and can come back with a W.
Yeah, we need a
W. It's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge.
Hey, speaking of high school football, Ronnie, let's go ahead and get our high school picks, and then I know everybody is sitting waiting on our SEC picks.
They're on the edge of their seat.
They're online right now and ready to put those numbers in. So
no question.
Let's don't keep them waiting.
No, we don't want to keep them waiting. We don't want to mistreat people like that. All right, these are our high school picks for the week. We have Good Hope is on the road at North Jackson.
Good Hope on the road at North Jackson. Good Hope has been a hot team.
Yes, they have.
I know nothing about North Jackson. Okay. You know anything about them?
I think they were – well, I know last year they were down terribly. This year I think they are much better, and I think they beat Scottsboro a week or so ago. Scottsboro, hey, I know it's – you won't know this. This is another trivia. You know who the head coach at Scottsboro High School is?
I have no idea.
Patrick Nix. Yep.
We need to get him on the show sometime.
We can probably swing that one.
I'm going to go Good Hope Raiders, right?
You're going with Good Hope. Well, you're a good local man. I'm going with North Jackson. Still hope I'm wrong.
I want to go with North Jackson.
I know you do.
But I got a feeling the Raiders are going to do it.
Yep. All right. I hope they do. Holly Pond will be at home against Winfield.
That one is going to go to the old Winfield Pirates.
I agree. I would have to go with you there, Winfield. Vimont will be on the road at Winston County over at Double Springs. Taverns.
Looney Taverns. They still do concerts over there?
No, that place shut down.
Because of that, I'm picking Vimont.
It made you mad, didn't it? I'm with you. I'm going to take Vimont to beat Winston County. Hansville will be on the road at Susan Moore.
Hansville on the road at Susan Moore. Hansville.
Now, Vimont handed it to Susan Moore last week.
Okay, Hansville got a win against Holly Pond.
They did.
Vimont beat Susan Moore, and for that reason, I'm going to go with Susan Moore.
Very practical. Very practical. And just to spite you, I'm going to go with Hansville. There we go. West Point is at they're at home against Lawrence County.
West Point and Lawrence County. I'm going to go with Lawrence County.
Lawrence County. I'm going with West Point. We're going to have some.
Boy, hey, one of us is going to be.
Yeah, we disagree a lot this week. Coleman, Muscle Shoals.
I'm going to have to go with Muscle Shoals.
I hate to, but I am too. Muscle Shoals. And Cold Springs, Blue Eagles will be at home against Tarrant.
Tarrant. I don't think Tarrant's very good, so I'm going to go with Cold Springs.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Blue Eagles again. They've won just about every week, except for about two, I think. Fairview will be playing home against Butler. Let me say this. I believe I'm correct because Will Tibble told me this, who coaches at Fairview now. I think he told me that Butler was like 0-21 their last so many games.
0-21.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's what he said.
0-21, there's only one thing you can do, and that's go with Butler.
So you're going with Butler to break that streak.
I think Butler plays a lot of tough competition. Okay. So I'm going
to
say Butler.
Well, just to spite you, I'm going to go with Fairview. So there you have it. There are our picks for this week. Quickly again, I have North Jackson, Winfield, Vinemont, Hansville, West Point. Who was MS?
Muscle Shoals,
that's right. Cold Springs and Fairview. Jason has Good Hope, Winfield, Vinemont, Susan Moore, Lawrence County, Muscle Shoals, Cold Springs, and Butler.
Hey,
those are our high school picks.
You better just pick the first three or four, the top SEC games, and let's go with that.
You think so? You don't think we can get them in?
We can hurry through it.
We can do it. Alabama against Tennessee.
Alabama.
That's what I picked. Arkansas, UAB.
That's a tough one, Arkansas.
That's right. See, we'll make it. Auburn against?
Auburn.
I agree. They got South Carolina. Is that AU or UA?
You know better than that. Now, let's don't leave it.
Okay, all right, we don't leave on that. Okay, Mississippi State or who are they playing?
Mississippi State.
Who are they playing?
Kentucky.
That's right. So you can call them out quicker than I can. Mississippi State and Kentucky. LSU and Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I'm taking LSU.
Now that's wishful thinking.
Okay, we'll see. And the last one is Missouri, and you don't know who they're playing, do you?
Missouri, I have no idea.
Well, we'll find it. Missouri is playing the Vanderbilt Commodores.
The Missouri Tigers.
There you go. Those are our picks.
Hey, we got a minute to spare.
I told you we'd get it done. Alabama, I've got Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, LSU, and Mizzou. And Jason has Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Mizzou. Very similar.
Sounds like a winner.
There we go.
Don't forget the picks. Tomorrow night, Friday Night Live, Muscle Shoals and Coleman. Auburn, 6:30 kickoff, I think, Saturday night. Alabama, a 6:30 kickoff. So a lot of channel swapping.
You got that right.
You can listen. If you can't pick up the signal, you can listen online. Tune in radio to hear Friday Night Live. Visit live95coleman.com. The show will be on demand sometime tonight, an hour or so after the show.
Right.
This is a test. You have no directions tonight. Somebody's calling, but, you know, the show's over. Right. So, just keep going.
Okay.
All right. Anything else we need to hit, Ronnie?
I think we pretty much covered it, Jason.
That sounds like we passed the test.
If we did. We made 100.
Hey, until next week, and don't forget Jay Jacobs, the 28th, 4 p.m.
That's it.
Until then, I'm going to sign off with a big War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a bigger Roll Tide.
Have a great weekend, folks. You're listening to Live 95 Sports Talk Live, Coleman, Alabama.
pirapa, 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 pirapa.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP, Coleman.